about a lot of contact. I mean, you don't see them that often every day, or you might see them in passing. Age has a lot to do with it too.
How's that?
It seems more. It just seems natural, probably, to an older person to say yes, ma'am, or yes, sir, especially if you've been knowing them a long time.
For you to say that to them?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I would naturally say, I can just think of people right now and naturally say yes, sir, to, and no, sir.
Uh-huh.
Or yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did your parents teach you that when you were growing up? Mm-hmm. Okay, so did mine. One time I had a teacher, and one of the kids said yes, ma'am, in the class. And she told him not to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And I went home and told my parents, they were furious. Just furious. They told me to say it anyway.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we had to say it too. We wouldn't dare say, any adult yes and no.
Oh, yeah.
We were into it. But then, like you say, other people would tell you, you know, don't say that.
Uh-huh. I don't understand that. I mean, it seems like a nice thing to say if the circumstances are wrong.
I think it is more or less. I don't care where you go, I think people say it. But I think they tend to say it less in different sections of, the country.
Yeah, where?
Well, California, for instance, I've noticed a lot there. They say yes, but yes, Mrs. So-and-so, yes, they don't say yes, ma'am.
Oh.
And it's a trend now more to use it in business, answering. Most business people will tell you yes, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir.
Uh-huh.
And I think that it's a thing in the South. It's a tribute to the South. You're very Southern, you say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. But I think it's more accepted now because all people I've noticed through the years will say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, to an adult, from a young child. Teenager,
uh-huh.
Young adults even will say it to older adults. But on the West Coast, they don't usually say yes, ma'am. They'll say yes, and they will tell you, that, and I think it reminds them too much of home or something.
Yeah,
maybe
so.
It meant something different. I'm sure, years ago.
Yeah.
The yes, ma'am, no, yes, ma'am.
Like what exactly?
Well, probably they resented, as a carryover from slavery time when they used to say yes and no, sir. And it just meant that, you were very submissive and you didn't think, you didn't have to think. All you had to do was say yes and no, sir.
Yeah.
So I think this is the thought, behind the resentment for that yes. But we were taught to say it, and I have cousins who differ with me, thoroughly, that don't come up here with that yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
That's
but I think, it's more accepted now.
I was going to tell you, what's really a shock is when somebody says it to you for the first time. I mean, it's, I ride a bus up to school because I commute from Dallas, it's in the next little town about 30 miles away. And somebody called me ma'am on the bus one time. I didn't know quite how to take that, I wasn't flattered at all.
That's true. You had to hear it that first time. It makes you feel, am I really good?
Yeah. Ancient. Yeah, but somebody's just a college student. I mean, it wasn't like it was a little kid. If it had been a little kid, it wouldn't bother me, but it was an older person. If somebody intensely disliked to go somewhere, you'd say he hated that place.